You're holding Daf Kuf Vov Amar Aleph on top. Again, the last shal was we're trying to answer and say our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Shimon that we have a suffix. How many menachas he meant? He only has to bring five. And again, the question was according to Rabbi Shimon when you bring a minchas mafatanur, since you could make it five chalas and five rakikin, or six and four, so there should be much more sveikis. So the more answer was we have according to Rabbi Shimon that you bring one mincha chalis and one mincha rikikim. You bring 10 chalas and 10 rikikim, and you make it tonight and say whichever amount you made for your neder, that should be for the neder, and the leftover should be for the nedava. So last question we had was how do you make the kemitza? So if you make a kemitza for only the chalas, maybe really your first mincha is supposed to be 5 chalas and 5 rikikim. You're not making the kmitza from the right amount. Like this, if you would have made a minchas mafatana of 5 chalas and 5 rikikin, so you would have had to like chop them up down to pieces and take a kmitza from both. So Gemarian says no. The Gemarian says that lesha leskmar was v'aboy mikmas chada kremitz mechalas um rikikin. Really should take one kmitza from the chalas and rikikin. And over here, the kokomitz mechalas arikikin, or merikikin achalas. What he's doing now really is he's taking only kemitza on the chalas, and that has to work for both. So Gemara says that's not a question, because Shanina Lenda Rabbi Shimon, we heard that that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that he says the Yomar, in komatz viyola biyodoi, meyechod al shnehem, is yotza. That if you take the kemitza just from one type, just from the chalas, that also helps for the rikikin. So even though you made a minchas mafetaner of, let's say you meant to bring 5 chalas and 5 rikikin, you could make a kmitza just for the chalas, from the chalas, and that helps also for the rikikin. So therefore, it's still a teretz that our Mishnah could come out according to Rabbi Shimon, and the way was that he brought these 10 chalas and 10 rikikin, and he just made one tanai, whichever way he made the neder, that's the way it should be for the neder, and the others should be for the nedova. The question I still... Ve'ika moisa shemen, there's still leftover shemen. Why? Because like this, di machzo chalis, or machzo rikikin. Let's say when the guy first made this mincha, and he's going to fight himself to bring a mincha, machvatana, let's say the first time the guy really said he wanted to bring 5 chalis and 5 rikikin. If so, ve'ika moisa shemen, di machzo chalis, or machzo rikikin, omar, and so Moiser HaShemen, the leftover Shemen, Ma'aziv HaLechalas, will put it into the Chalas. So Rashi says, as one man Yom HaDav we had before, Rashi says, Moiser HaShemen, Amin HaPez V'Elam Menachis, Mincha Bo Ma'aziv HaLechalas and Ma'aziv HaKikin. So you bring a maybe Lug Shemen, you bring a whole Lug of Shemen, V'Chetzei, and you divide the Lug in half. Half for the Chalas, or Kikin. Now, the Chalas, what do you do with the half of the Lug for the Chalas? That's bunulin. You mix it up good, or moishach. You mix it up. But or moishach or kikin up nekulin. Now with a kikin, the wafer is like you only pour some oil on top of it. The shah hashem and the rest of the shemen ma'aziv in the chalas. They put back into the chalas. And so that's the way it should be if it's half and half. Now the guy bekulin rikikin. Let's in the case you make your mincha, a minchas matar of all 10 rikikin. Then we learned that your moishkin, you put oil on top of it, and the shower shemen is nechel kahanim. So there was a big naf gemino. What do you do with the shemen? Do you put the shemen back into the chalas, or do you give the leftover shemen to the kahanim? So how could you make it tonight, stam bring 10 chalas and 10 rikikim? Lechul, we don't know what to do with the extra shemen. That's the most question. Rika moish the shemen. Timach the chalas and machzor rikikim omar. If that's what he said, then moishra shemen machzir in the chalas. The leftover of this shem and this luk should go into the chalas. But let's say the person meant to make a neder ikulu rikikin amar. Let's say at the beginning he meant to say all 10 should be over kikin. Then the locker is meisur Hashem and nechal kahanim. The leftover of the shem goes to the kahanim. Just over here we don't know what to do with this leftover of the shem. So how could you say bring it on tonight? Someone says no. I'll answer you that Reb Shimon holds Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. He goes like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, type of the name of Rabbi Shimon, that Moishchon Kimiki, that you take the oil and you pour it over the Rikikin, like an X back and forth,
O Meister Hashem Manechol Akanim. And he was either in this case, the person made a neder to bring Machzor Chalas and Machzor Kikin, so you divide the Shemen in half, and the Shemen for the Chalas go into the Chalas. But the Shemen of Rikikin, you only use it to be Moshach, pour over that much Rikikin, and the leftover goes to Kahanim. And so then there's no problem. You bring these ten Chalas and ten Rikikin, and the Shemen of the Rikikin, you just pour over the Rikikin, and the leftover goes to the Kahanim. Because even if you said 5 and 5, also it would go to the Kahanim. So if we can still bring you tonight. So Master says, Oh, my lay Rav Kana Rav Ashi, I will ikon l'sfuka b'minchas nesachim. Like, what does the Mishnah say if he said a mincha, he doesn't know which one, he wants to bring 5, still maybe meant to bring a minchas nesachim, another type of a mincha. The mincha you bring with the korban, it's made out of different amount. It has 3 lugim shemen, not just 1 lug shemen. So why didn't the Mishnah say this suffix also? Maybe the person meant to bring a type of a mincha that's brought with Terech Nesachim. So Rav says no. The Yom Rav, and Rav says like, in the, this part of the question here, the Yom Rav, because Rav says, Misnadiv Oda Mincha Nesachim Mechol Yom. The person could bring in the Dovra, or type of a mincha that's brought with the Korban. So maybe that's what the person meant to say here. So Rav says no. Kikra Misafkalei. When do we have a sefik? If the person says, I made a neder to bring one type of a mincha, but I forgot which one, you know which type he has to focus on. Here it's a simin, yochid, glal, levoina, bolum, belug, mekamsa. It's like this. Bo, beglal, yochid. When do we say, guys, a sefik, only a mincha comes by itself, a yochid brings it. But bo, beglal, tzibo, le mesafkale. We had before, a regular mincha can't come b'shutfis, only a yochid can bring it. A minchas nesachim, that comes in a korban tzibur also. That's a different type of a mincha. Such a mincha, we're not talking about. The Rashi says, Kikum esafkulei, linda min minchas yochid. Shein lebo b'tzibur, doesn't come with a tzibur. Now, shein minchas nesachim, it comes with a korban tzibur also, he didn't have that in mind. Another story is, Kikum esafkulei, bo b'glalatzmai. Only a mincha that comes by itself. But bor beglal zevach le mesafkalei. A mincha that comes across of a korban, that's not part of the suffix. A mincha nesachim is usually a mincha that comes with a korban. Savadi did not have that in mind. Another one, kikra mesafkalei tun levena. Only a mincha that needs levena, these 5 menachas needs levena with it. But a mincha nesachim, sheina tun levena, le mesafkalei, that wasn't part of the suffix, since you don't need levena by the mincha nesachim. Another story is, Kikra mistafkalei bo belug. Only a mincha, like a regular mincha that needs a lug shemen. But bo b'shloish lugim le mistafkalei. The minchas nesachim, that comes with 3 lugim shemen. So stam mincha did not mean that. Another story is, Kikra mistafkalei to the kemitza. A regular mincha needs a maestro kemitza. The 5 menachas. But here, minchas nesachim, that's a shein, a tuna, kemitza, lekan estafkalei. For sure, that was not in the person's mind. Therefore, we don't have a suffix, maybe meant to bring a minchas nesachim. Yeah. The Mishnah goes right and says, Parashti mincha shel esreinim. Let's say he said he wants to bring a mincha shel esreinim. But the Mishnah said again what you said, Parashti mincha shel esreinim. For any day of my parashti, you remembered you said to bring a certain amount of esreinim and you forgot how many. So Mishnah had a machlekes, Tanakama said, Yavi mincha shoshishim isorim. Bring one mincha with 60 of them. Rabbi Yaimino, Yavi minocha shalasreinim is miyechad yashishim. Rabbi Yaimino knows you have to bring 60 different minochas here, and each one is different from 1 till 60. That's what we have in the Mishnah. So we must say this now. Tanu Rabbanan, Pirashti mincha ukvata bekliyechot shalasreinim. I said then how many isreinim I want to bring. And I said, it should all be brought in one kli. But the any day in my parashti is not sure how many he said. So such a case is, Yavi mincha shashishim esreinim. Divrei Chachamim, to be yotzei mamonoshoch, he has to bring 1 mincha of 60 esreinim. And mamonoshoch, he's yotzei here. Yeah. Rabbi says, no. Yavi minochos shel esreinim. He has to bring like different menachas made out of different amounts of esreinim, meyechad v'yad shishim, like bring 60 different menachas,
and the first one is one Isur, and the second one is two, and next one is three. And if you add these all up from 1 to 60, with 1, 2, 3 up to 60, it comes out to be Shem Elif. It's 1,000 Nisrainim. Ushmein Emeyus and 800. Ushleishim and 30. 1,830 Nisrainim. That's how much you have. What's going to be if you say Pirashti? V'en Yedei Yema Pirashti. V'ezu Mihem Pirashti. Like you don't even know with how many and which type of a mincha you made. V'en Yedei Yekane Pirashti. Like you have a subject now, you said clearly which type of a mincha you wanted to bring, and also you said how many Yisraelim you want to be there. And now you forgot. So in such a case, Yovei Chamisha Menachas. You have to bring the five different types of menachas you have to bring, because you're not sure which one you wanted. And also, since you're not sure how many of them, Shal Shishim Shishim Yisraelim. You have to bring 5 times 60. Like out of each type of a mincha, bring it in one, bring each mincha 60 Yisraelim. So it comes out 5 times 60, which is Shehein, Shalosh Meis, comes out to be 300 Yisraelim. Divrei Chacham, these are the words of Chachamim. That's how many menachas you have to bring. Yisraelim. Rabbi says like this, Yavi Chamesh Menachas. Since you have a suffix, which type of the five you made, you have to try to bring 5 types, but each type has to be Shalshishim Yisraelim. There are 60 different Esrainim. Meyechad v'yad shishim. Again, 60 different menachis of each one, 1 to 60. So it comes out 5 times 1 to 60. But comes out together, Shehein, Tisha alpayim, 9,000, or Meyev v'chamishim, 150. So that's the Machlokes Tanakama and Rebbe. So Moshe says, now, B'maykim v'chamishim, some Rav Chizda says, the muta lahachnis chulin liyazora kamiflagi. The shaila is, are you allowed to bring into the azora chulin? That's the machlokes. So Rashi says, the muta lahachnis means the kulu yalma osalarev chayvet b'medava. Everybody holds you can mix together in the same kli like a minchas chayva and a minchas medava. Therefore, it's like this that the Gemara says, Rebbe sava osalahachnis chulin lazora. You're not allowed to bring in chulin lazora. Rabbon and Salvi, Mutal Achnes Chulun Lazara, let her bring in Chulun Lazara. So Rashi says like this, Rabbon and Salvi, Mutal Achnes Chulun Lazara. Hilkach, Yavi Shisha Esrainim Kliyachon. You said at the beginning how many you want, how many Esrainim, and you forgot. So the answer is now to bring in one Kli, 60 Esrainim. And you should make it tonight. V'yisnes Kulam Nadarti Kulam Mechvasi. If I originally meant to bring 60, all these 60 for the nether. Yimlava, I only meant 50 or 30, Marsh and Adarati and Chavosi. As much as I made a nether for, it should be for a nether. For a Shachulim, and the rest over does not become the Nedova, but remains Chulim. Because we're going now to Yosalar of Chavim and Nedova. You can't mix in the same pot on Mincha of Chavim and Nedova. Then Rashi has the Kasha, but there's still Shver. How could you make the Kemitza then? Lechu, let's say you only meant to mean to bring 50 Yisraelim of flour, 50 is right, 50. And you have here 60, so 10 of them is chulin. So the chulin, you have chulin mixed with the mincha, how do you take the kemitza? So Rashi said that the Moriyas before the Chav Dalid, that the kohen, the diet of the kohen talia milsam. The kohen diet the akkodish le chulin. Like, it's like, he was not going to live like Brera. The kohen was magdashit, and he has not the kemitza that is taken, whatever should be taken, is only from the kodesh, not from the chulin. But the kids said, Rabbanon Hod, you could bring in chulin. And Rashi says, Rebbe Savano, also Lachmas Chulin Azorah. Hilkach, therefore, you can't put it in one kli, just 60, because maybe some of it is chulin, and you bring the chulin Lazorah. So the answer is to bring 60 different kalim, each one a different amount, and you make it tonight. Whichever one of these 60 is the one you made a nether, that's for the nether. And the other 59 should be in the davis. And since they're not mixed together in the same kli, therefore it's good. That's the machlokes. Now the Gemara says no. Rava says it could be the kuliyav everybody holds. Also lahachnis chulin lazara. You're not going to bring chulin lazara. V'yohcha de muter la'arev choyve benadav kavim. That's the machlokes. If you let them mix together in the same kli, or minchas choyve and minchas adava. Rabbanon salvi muter la'arev choyve benadava. Says very good. You bring this one kli with 60 Yisraelim and make it tonight. As many as you made in your nether should be for the nether, and the rest of it should be in the dover. even though it's mixed together in one kli, you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Savanam also lay of chayiv nadava. You can't mix together a chayiv nadava. So therefore, you have to bring 60 different kelim from 1 to 60. Oh, malay abaye l'rova. So abaye says back to rova l'rabon. According to your shita, the rabon hold the amri muta lay of chayiv nadava. You lay to mix together a chayiv nadava. If so, chobin and shnei kamotzim. The chur, you have to be claimants twice here. One for the neder, one for the nadava. And the chur kashrut, you have to be afraid. Maybe the flour doesn't stim. You're not taking out the flour for the chayv and for the nadava. Tzemura says yes. The kate says the komatz for the komatz. His first question you have to do twice. Tzemura says true. You make two kmitzes. Make a kmitza once. Then you do a second one. Yeah. For the Morai, walk a komatz me chayv and nadava. Still it's a shver. But the chura, when you're taking it out, you don't know which one you're taking it out. See, it could be taken out from the chayva on the nadava, and the nadava on the chayva. So where it says no, the tolle lay b'das kain. That's what Rashi brought down before, the one of Chavdalit. That the chura is totally in the das kain, that when the kain takes it up, like Rashi says, kolecha the mot, the other the kain, hashta. That's why the Morai says what? Morai says what? The tolle lay b'das kain. The Yomah, the Kohen says, Kol Hecha Damati Yodah the Kohen Hash the Chayva Olav Seif Nadava. Whatever I take first, that should be for the Minchas Chayva, and when I take second, that should be for the Nadava. The Rashi says, the Kohen it's Rishon Yovi Chayva, for Kol Hecha Damati Yodah the Kohen it's Achrein Tei Nadava. So it's a little bit like Gvera. You have right to put your hand in there and you say this. Yeah. So he speaks out, even though over there, Rabbi does know from the Svara, but Vice says over here, the Korean Talmud Musi, Rabbi, he holds from the Svara. Yeah. So we'll start the question, but the Aktura Hechem Akter, how do you burn it though? Yeah. The Aktura Hechem Akter, licked the Nadova of Reisha Pinim Akter, the Minchas Nadova first, then the Choyva Hechem Akter lay. How could you burn the Choyva? Duma maybe Kula Choyva he. Maybe the whole kmitza is only from the chayva. Maybe the whole mincha was a chayva. Like maybe you really meant to bring all 60 for your chayva. It's so v'chosu l'shirayim. So how could you burn the second kmitza? Like maybe the first kmitza is the only kmitza, and the second one is not really kmitza. So you're burning shirayim. The yamamah we learned shirayim shechosu ben kmitza laktara. If you're missing some shirayim between the kmitza and laktara, you can't burn the kmitza. So how do you do it now? Elamai may be licked the chayva bresha. Let's burn first the chayva. The first kmitza you take out the shem chayva, let's burn that first. So the question is, the nadava hechimaktala, how do you burn secondly the nadava then? The same question. Duma may be kulu the chayva. Maybe this whole min chol 60 esroinim really is supposed to be the chayva. Maybe the person made a nether to bring 60. If so, you only have a right to burn the first kmitza, not the second one. Because then the klal is the chol shumi menul yishim harayim about the tiru. Anytime you burn like part of it, you're not going to burn the rest of it. So to be allowed not to burn the second kmitza. So how could you burn the second kmitza? So Moran says, I'm of you the brei, the Rav Shim ben Pazi, the master glu l'shem eitzim. He like makes it tonight. He takes off the first kmitza l'shem chayva. And that one he could burn. Then he takes off the second kmitza, and that one is a tanai. If the first one was a chayva, 460, so that I'm burning now is not l'shem akhtar, it's l'shem eitzim, then there's no avera. But if the first chayva was only, let's say, 20, 30, 40, so there's still some Israel left over to be in the deva, so then this kmitza is b'teres in the deva, and then you have a right to burn it. Uksa Rebeleza, like Rebeleza holds. The tani will have Rebeleza reina. When the pesach says, b'reach nichoyach, so we dash in iya tamala, you're not allowed to burn something l'shem burn l'shem rech l'choyach the shirayim. Like when you burn the ikar of it, you can't burn the shirayim anymore. Avol tamala l'shem etzim. If you stams take some of the shirayim and put it on the mizbeach, not l'shem aktara, but stam l'shem etzim, you does not have error. That's the etzim also. Take the second kmitza and you burn it with a tanai. If you mechuyif to, it's l'shem aktara. If you're not mechuyif to, it's only l'shem eitzim, meaning stand burning, not l'shem mitzvah sektora.
Oh, Malay Ravacha bread, Rav Ravashi, the Duma maybe, the Kula Yalma, Mutlar Chayyab in the Dover. Maybe no. Here's the question of this. Maybe both Rebbe and Chum, both old, you'll have to put together in the same Kli, on the Dover and the Chayyab. If so, what's the Machlaikis over here? For a Hocho, the Reb Lezer Kamifugi. The Rabbanan Islu, the Reb Lezer, that what? That you could burn a second Akhtara, even though it's Shirayim, because you can make it tonight, L'Shem Eitzim. And the reason why Rebbe says it has to be in separate Kalim, because you put it together, for Rebbe Lester, the Rebbe Lezer. Because Rebbe does not from Rebbe Lezer Shita, so you have to be afraid maybe the whole Mincha was L'Shem Chayver, and you have no right to burn the second Akhtara, so the second Kemitza. Maybe that's why Rebbe also has to be in two separate Kalim. So Rebbe says back, or Malay, Isakotat, if you would tell me and think, that the Rebbe according to Rebbe, that really holds. Mutal Arab Chayvim bin Adov, you to mix up the two together, Chayvim bin Adov, with the Rebbe Lezer, Leslie, and also Rebbe did not hold from Lezer Svara. That once you burn the Kemitza, the Shirayim, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbech at all, not even the Shem, and the Shem Eitzim. If so, Efshad the Maisi Shishin, Bechad Mona, still, there's still an Eitzim then. Why does Rebbe say you have to bring 60 different kelim, 1 to 60? Let him do like this. Let him bring one kli with 60 yisrael in a minute. That's one kli. The ma'asei shisha mechad mona. V'chad, v'chad mona. And then let him bring the second kli with only one yisrael. O'magamahu, and I put them together, v'komets and make a kemitza. The rest of it is what Efshah, the ma'asei shisha mechad mona, v'chad v'chad mona says, the Kometz Migoyda Bresha. Let him first take a Kemitza out of the big Kali that has 60 inside it. Well, Master, make a tell like this. Ikula Chayva, if this whole Kali is L'Shem Chayva, meaning he really meant to bring 60 first, Shapa, very good. And the second one is in the Dover. But Vilay, if he did not mean the first Neder to bring 60, is so hard the Kemitza Levi Mechayva. As many as I made my Chayva for should be from this big Kali, and I've taken a Kemitza now L'Shem the Chayva. Or my the Kemitza the Kli Achar, that the make a Kemitza the second Kli, L'Hev Yehu Yisorin, it should be for that Yisorin in the second Kli, and also L'Oysen the Dovram that was left over from the first Kli. Right, so Zulmaga, and they'll touch the two Kelim together, Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, so therefore you can make a Kemitza. So Chura, if Rebbe would hold, like we're saying, they let it put together in the same Kli, on Nevi and in the Dovram, so that's the kasha. Why do you have to bring 60 kalim? 1 to 60, just bring 2 kalim. And 1 kli bring 60, and in 1 kli bring 1. And one shechid the yatsa. That's the raya Rebbe holds that you can't mix together in the same kli, a chayv and a nadova. So therefore you have to have 60 separate kalim, 1 to 60. Yeah. Rebbe says like this. Rebbe Amar, it could be the kuliyam everybody holds. Mut the larav chayv and nadova. You let them mix together a minchas chayv and a nedava, or the kuli yalma is to the Rebbe Lezer. Even Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lezer. If so, what's the machlekes then? If you could burn a second kemitza, so what's the machlekes over here? I tell you, v'holcha the pluk to the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Rabbanu kemiflagi. This now learn like this: afilu mincha shosamech yisarin. Even if you menada to bring a mincha of 60 yisraelim, we had noisun lo samech lug. That I can't hold. If so, you have to bring samech lug of shemen. For every yisorin of flour, you need one lug of shemen. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Emino, afilu mincha shashishim yisorin, ein lo ena luga. Even though you menadev a mincha here to bring 60 yisorinim of flour, still you only need just one lug of shemen. Shenemen the pasuk says, la mincha v'lug shemen. Mashma, as big as you want to make your mincha, you never mean more than one shemen. So that's the machlokes. First says now one. That Rabbanan Savri Kirabonin. The Rabbanan holds that Rabbanan Shita the Yamri Samech Lug. That you have to bring 60 lugs of Shemin, and therefore V'chol Chad V'chad Yisorin Lug of Kashokal. That every single Yisorin needs its own Lug of Shemin. So therefore, it's no problem. Bring this one Kli of 60 Yisraelim, and Taka put 60 Lugum of Shemin inside it. And Manashak Yibiyotza. Rebbe Sovino Kablazer Ben Yaakov Diyomar Ein Le'ele Luga, that even though you would not have to bring 60 Yisraelim, you only need one lug. If so, For lo yadin, then you can't bring it in one kli, because you don't know how much shema to put in. Lo yadin ichod minchi, that if you bring 60 in one kli, maybe really you only meant to bring one mincha of 60 esrenim. And then the saga lo bechad lug. You don't have to put just one lug of shema inside it. The other side is maybe no. Or ishtay minochas ninu. Maybe really you only meant to make a mincha less than 60. So now that you have 60 esrenim, it's like two separate minochas. One's a chayv, one's an adava. They've been in shtei lugim, and then you have to have two lugs of shemen. So since you don't know how much shemen to put in, that's the reason why Rabbi says you can't put in one bikli, but rather you have to have 60 different kelim. So that could be the machlekes. Rashi yomar bekoton vehevi gadol kemiflagi. Rashi says bekoton vehevi gadol veze inami lenodi veleshleisha sreinis. Even if you only made that, they bring three. Omaisi chamishlo nidroi yotza leboy esnu yamidi. Maybe that's the machlokes. Even if the tzaddik say you only meant to bring a neder for one or two or three, you could still bring 60. You'd be yotzi neder. That's the machlokes. Rabban and Savri kota. If you manada to bring only 10 or 20, they be godlan. You bring 60 esrenim yotza. As long as you don't bring less, but to bring more, it's your yotza. Then it's true. Then it's treat according to Rabbanan. Bring one mincha of 60 yotza manashach. Rabbi seven lo yotza, not yotza. If you manad of 20, it has to be bedafka 20. If you bring 60, not yotza. So most zayv of lugu bochad zivni. We had this machlekes once already. We had the machlekes later. I mean, dafkuv zayv. We had the machlekes soon. That now we learned later. Cotton vevi gozel. You manad to bring two esrenim and you brought five yotza. Rabbi yomel lo yotza. So you had the machlekes once. What are you the machlekes twice for? Once you have three, you need it twice. The Yitma Baha over here, Bokami Rabbanin Mishum, the E Dividi, Kaimitsu. Both of them you have to make a Kemitsa from. Rashi says, Ben Mincha Gadol, Ben Mincha Ktano, Chad Kaimitsu Makav, you're only burning one Kemitsa. I will host some the Konofish Imurin, but over there you bring a different type of Imurim over there. Eima Model Rebbe. There, the Rabbanin would agree to Rebbe. Rashi says, "Vikla meim lahochi nada bukam alayot and efishin imurim didar." His next gemara there, we'll see later. We'll see next daf. It's talking about the imurim, how much you have to burn. So there, it's different imurim there. Maybe the rabbanim would agree to Rebbe. And the yitma behold the case later of imurim by korbin, the ikam a Rebbe that you can't do more than you're supposed to. Ava behold by a mincha and a modal rabbanim. Here we agree to the rabbanim that even though you made a neder to bring a mincha of 5 esrenim, maybe you could bring a mincha of 10 esrenim, tzricha. That's when the chiddush is saying no, that the machlokes is both cases. Now there's a simon for next Mishnah Yisin, of Eitzim, Zov, Yain, Oila, Toida, and Shor. Now the Mishnah says, somebody says, Hooray Alai Eitzim. He says he's menad himself to bring a Eitzim. He has to bring an Eitzim for Korban, for a Nadova. So Lachar is La Yifchas Mishnei Gizrin. He can't bring less than 2 pieces of wood. That's the least. What about somebody says a Reilat to bring Levoina? So La Yifchas Mikaymet, he can't bring less than a handful of this Levoina. What's going to be another Mishnah says Chamisha Kamotzim Heim. There are 5 things that need a Kamitza. There are Chamisha Kamotzim Heim. Yeah, that the shear of these things is a Kaymetz. That's Voimer, Haraya Lai Lavoina, these guys are Lavoina, 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 can't be less than a Kermitz. Hamas Nadav Mincha is Yavi Ima Kermitz Lavoina. You have to bring at least one Kermitz of Lavoina. Hamal is a Kermitz Bachutz. If somebody burns a Kermitz of Bachutz, he's Chayiv Misa. Vishnei Bezichin, two Nishnei Kermotzen. That and Lechem upon him by the Shulchan. We had Shnei Bezichim, and each Bezich had to be a Kermitz of Lavoina. So these 5 halachas have halachas with the shear of a kamitza. The other Mishnah says, Hareya Lai Zov, if someone is menad himself to bring gold, so he needs a matbeya, a golden matbeya, to bring it to the Bedek Abayis. So La Yivchois Medina Zov, he has to at least bring a dinner's worth of Zov. Which is really 25 dinari kesef, silver. What's going to be somebody says kesef? Somebody says to bring silver. La yifchas medina kesef. You can't bring less then the din is worth of kesef. The choshes, some is said to bring kapor, la yivches mi more kesef. You can't bring less than more kesef. He has to give the choshes that's worth at least a more of kesef. B, what's good, the guy says, parashti. Any day in my parashti, he said the first he made his nedim, and he said clearly how much he wanted to bring. Now he forgot. He has to bring as much as like for sure he did not mean more than that. So Moshe says, "Tanya Rabbanan like this." The Bosik says, "Korban is malam lefnei v'lenat shemis nadvin eitzim." The person can bring an eitz wood for korban. The kam, how much do you have to bring? Shnei gzirim, you have to bring two logs of wood. The chayin rem, the Bosik says, "Nechemiyam v'hagorola sipalnu al korban hu eitzim." So from this pasuk we see that eitzim is called a korban. Now Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says eitzim korban heim, it's a korban. And tuna melech, you also have to have melech like a regular korban. Or tuna nagosh, you have to bring it towards the mizbeach. And Amar Rabbi says, or divrei Rabbi according to Rabbi, eitzim tuna kemitza, you have to make a kemitza from eitzim also. Amar Rapopo, divrei Rabbi, eitzim tzrichim eitzim, eitzim like a korban, you have to have other eitzim there burning first and put these eitzim on top of them. That Lovoyna Luyukhus Minakimits Mnol Nisivahiri Men of Kumsim Souls and Mincha Mishamna Viskola Lovoyna is Makish Lovoyna La Roma de Mincha. Maha Roma de Mincha, take off from the Mincha's Kaimits, after Lovoyna Nami Kaimits, how much of a mint Lovoyna you have to bring? A Kmitza.